Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited Q3 FY20 results conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Trilochan Sharma. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for connecting with us on our third quarter and nine-month financial results. On behalf of Shyam Metalics, I am delighted to welcome you all on this call, particularly our shareholders and our industry analysts. Thank you for taking the time to discuss our Q3 and nine-month FY23 earnings. Our results and a detailed investor presentation have been uploaded on the websites. I hope everyone had a chance to go through. To discuss with our results, we have with us our Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Shri Brij Bhushan Agarwal Ji, Joint Managing Director, Shri Sanjay Kumar Agarwal Ji, and Director of Finance, Shri Deepak Kumar Agarwal Ji. They will take you through our results, and then we will proceed for the question-answer session. Before we proceed formally, a disclaimer, please. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is available on page two of the company's investor presentation. Now, I would like to hand over the call to our VC and MD, Shri Brij Bhushan Agarwal Ji. Thank you. Over to you, sir, please.
Thank you, Trilochan Ji. A very good afternoon to all the participants, and thank you for joining us on the call to discuss our third quarter, nine-month FY2023 financials and business performance. This time, let me start with a few new important appointments. We are glad to have Mr. N.G. Khaitan to join our board as an independent director and look forward to draw from his immense knowledge and his guidance in the pursuit of making our company an institution. We also wish to inform that our board has appointed KPMG as an internal auditor with an additional mandate to review the internal financial controls. We have now taken control of Ramsarup in the previous quarter, and after detailed examination of the existing plant, detailed study was carried out by the senior engineers, respective consultant, and we came to a conclusion that in the first phase of our board, we had taken a decision to revive the existing facility at Kharagpur plant with 350 acres of land, with railway siding, which has a power plant, sponge iron plant, and a blast furnace. We have the new consortium of owners have identified to kickstart with a few existing facility with an outlay of 747 crore. The DRI, with an estimated capacity of 150,000 tons and captive power plant of 20 MW generation, is expected to be commissioned by September 2023. The existing blast furnace of 450,000 ton capacity is proposed to be revived along with the center of 1,200,000 ton capacity by December 2023. Further, in the pipeline, addition of the oxygen plant of 150 metric ton capacity and coke oven plant of 250,000 ton capacity, stated to be operational by September 2024 and March 2025, respectively. Related to the cold rolling mill, that is a CRM, our board has also consented to set up a greenfield project for the cold rolling mill spread out in 94 acres of land at Jamuria, West Bengal. The project shall be carried out under the wholly owned subsidiary named Shyam Metalics Flat Products Private Limited. The project has been approved under the PLI scheme of the central government. In the first phase, we shall set up the plant with a capacity of 250,000 ton capacity to produce the following product like GI, GL coil, color coated PG, PPGL line, pre painted yellow coil. We shall further add 1,50,000 ton capacity in the second phase. The total capital outlay is estimated at 603 crores, which shall be incurred through the internal accruals. The demand for the color coated sheet is multifold, to be in the appliance, pre-engineered building, warehouse, roofing, cladding, commercial building, among others. The demand is at the mid-double digit, and with the focus of this sector, the demand will further grow. According to the growth market report, the color-coated steel market is likely to register a CAGR of around 4.9% during the forecast of 2020 to 2028, with an anticipated valuation of $35,588.7 million by the end of 2028. Regarding the low carbon ferrochrome, we have variety of ferro product which continues to contribute to the revenue. We have implemented the 14,000 ton per annum capacity of LCFC in the month of December 22, which is special offering and which shall endure us to our customer further for meeting another of the diversified and specialized requirement. We have also been able to complete 1.2 million ton pellet plant stated to be completed in September 23 ahead of schedule by 8 months. Similarly, the other pellet plant of 1.2 million ton is also slated to be completed by March 23, again 6 months ahead of schedule. We have incurred a capex of 2,497 crores till December 22, which accounts 63% of the total and capex emphasized out of 3950 crores, and 1574 crores is going to be capitalized out of 2497 crores. We have incurred a capex cost of 968 crores in 9 months FY23 for our brownfield capex announcement in the IPO and further in March 22. Overall, our revenue from the steel product now contributes 70% of our revenue in 9 months FY23, as against 60% in 9 months FY22. And this increase of 10% has come from the finished steel, whose contribution has increased to 45%. As against 35.7% in 9 months FY22. Our revenue has grown in line with our expectation, with value addition products increasing the contribution in the product mix. There is continued traction in the aluminium foil business with web packaging solution, durable, international, mannequin industries, Cartonal Italy, placing order with us. In 9 months, 9% of the revenue has come from the export, which is noteworthy that 14% of the export revenue has come from the sale of the aluminium product. We are able to sell 7,875 metric ton of aluminium product in 9 months, FY23, contributing to our revenues. We expect and keep exploring new opportunities in the metal space to obtain the synergy with our existing manufacturing facilities. This enables us to keep our operating cost under control, and which we believe is very essential for the reporting profitable revenue. Increased contribution from the recent added capacities, along with the product diversity and higher share of the value added product, would drive the operating and financial performance well into the forthcoming financial year. We are confident that the era of high energy costs are now behind us, and your company should be able to deliver normal profit from the next quarter onwards. Our expansion plans are well on track. We will strive to grow holistically and generate value for our respective shareholders. With that, I conclude my portion of speech, and I would request our Executive Director, Mr. Deepak Agarwal, Finance, to take up through our financial performance of the quarter under the review of 9 months of the current financial year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. A very good afternoon to all the participants, and thanking you for joining us on the call. I will give a quick review of the reported consolidated financial for the quarter under review and for the 9 months. On a consolidated basis, the company for the quarter 3 of the financial year 2023 reported a revenue of 2,921 crore, the growth of 13% over the last year quarter 3. We have been able to sell higher percentage of volume sales of finished steel has enabled the company to overcome the rise in input cost and decline to finished steel prices. As a result, our EBITDA for a quarter 3 of the current financial year on a consolidated basis is at rupees 222 crores. Decline of 65% over the last year of quarter 3. Just to drive home the point, an increase in the raw material cost to operating revenue by 1,167 basis in quarter 3 of the current financial year over the quarter 2 of the financial year, current financial year. Mainly attributable to rise in the energy cost and additionally increase in the other expenses to the operating revenue by 424 basis in the quarter 3 of the current financial year over the quarter 2 of the current financial year has led to the decline. Simultaneously, there was a decline of 5 to 9% across product in realization, which led to the muted performance. There has been an increase in the short-term borrowing to take advantage of lower iron ore fine prices, and simultaneously increase in the interest cost have led to higher finance cost. Our capex expenses eyeing on the schedule to lead higher capitalization, which culminated into the higher depreciation, has led to the lower PAT of to the tune of 65 crore in the quarter 3 of the current financial year. Now I will quick review the 9 month financials. For the 9 month financial of the current financial year, we reported a revenue of rupees 9,230 crore, growth of 22% over the last year 9 month performance. In terms of the revenue mix, the higher value added segment accounted for 45.5% of the 9 month of the current financial year revenue, as against the 35.7% in the 9 month of the last financial year, that is 21-22. For 9 months of the current financial year, we reported an EBITDA of 1,072 crore, decline of 45% over the last year 9 month performance. In 9 month financial year 22, we reported an EBITDA margin of 25.7% and we achieved the EBITDA margin of 11.6% in the 9 months of the current financial year. The era of high energy costs seems to be now behind us, and going forward, we shall be reported normal profit. Let me reiterate here that the financial year 22 was a super normal year for our industry, and we may not see such higher profitability in the near future. We are focusing on improving the product mix, operational efficiency, cost optimization to maintain the healthy margin. We would further like to update the floor on the resignation of Ajay Chaudhary and Mr. Venkatesh Krishna Dhavasa Rao Maji, who have been proposed to quit directorship in the company citing their personal reasons. Our strategy has always been to incur the capital expenditure in a smaller dosage in a peaceful manner to ensure that the balance sheet is never stressed. At all point of time, we close monitoring the liquidity, solvency and capital efficiency ratio. I would like to assure you that the company sustained the healthy financial risk profile despite the pursuing capital expenditure plan for the remaining rupees 1,453 crore over the next 3 years, added by internal cash generation and sufficient liquid surpluses, which will ensure we take only limited debt in the event of any fund flow mismatch. Apart from above, the 968 crore already spent till December 2022 for the existing project, a further spend of 300 crore is expected in the last quarter. We shall further spend 974 crore in the financial year 23-24 and 179 crore in the financial year 24-25 to complete our entire expenditure of 3,950 crore, which was announced at the time of IPO. As far as acquisition of Ramsurup is concerned, we have already spent 228 crore in the financial year 22-23 and will spend another 32 crore in this quarter, and further spend of 295 crore is emphasized in the financial year 23-24 and 122 crore which will be incurred in the financial year 24-25 to complete the present planned revival and expansion of rupees 747 crore. As far as CRM project is concerned, the year-wise capex expend spend is planned as follows. In the financial year 23-24, we will be incurring 183 crore. In the financial year 24-25, is 387 crore, and the remaining 33 crore in the financial year 25-26 to complete the planned project of rupees 603 crore, as we already discussed. As far as we would also like to explain that our pellet capacity stands at 4.8 million ton. Post our early implementation of 1.2 million ton in January 2023, which shall further increase to 6 million ton post implementation of 1.2 million ton in March 2023. Our sponge iron capacity is now 2.3 million ton per annum. With the implementation of remaining 3 kiln of 600 TPD, our capacity shall enhance to 2.9 million ton per annum. We have also announced our steel billet capacity from 0.9 million ton to 1.7 million ton presently and shall reach to 2 million ton by June 2023. As far as long product is concerned, which comprised of TMT structures and pipes, we have already announced from 0.8 million ton to 1.67 million ton and shall reach to 2 million ton by June 2023. I would like to assure you that the bank limit utilization at a consolidated level is expected to remain moderate even going forward. Also, the annual cash accrual should suffice for the capital expenditure requirement and debt repayment. Now I conclude my portion of speech and throw the floor open for the question answer session. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question on the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations for a decent performance in a very challenging quarter. I have three questions. The first one is essentially on coal cost in Q3, thermal coal cost in Q3. What was the thermal coal cost and how do you expect it to change in Q4? Because I believe all the benefits of thermal coal cost are still not booked in the P&L. That is the first question.
See, right now the coal cost is slightly declining. Internationally, we are seeing that the coal prices are going down, as well as, you know, the availability of the domestic coal is increasing. In between, the embargo of the government for the supply of coal was there. They were not giving the coal against the linkages and they were diverting a lot of coal to the power plants. So things are a little bit better on the good side, I would say. And in the time to come, I would not see that, you know, there will be a very great change in the energy prices, because still, you know, still we are at a geopolitical issues are there. There's a lot of disruption in the coal supply. Logistic issues are there, but definitely the coal prices are going to come down. If you see earlier, the price what was floundering earlier at the level of, say, 3 rupees per GCV, kilocalories, now it has come down to around, you know, 2 and a half rupees in between. So prices are on the better side, but I would not say it is the best. We are still looking it to get normalized, which might take, you know, another 3, 4, 6 months, seeing the geopolitical condition, how the logistics behaves and what are the challenges we are seeing down the line with the Coal India supply. And where the numbers are concerned, Deepak, can you just share the numbers?
If you see, the cost, coal cost in the third quarter was around 12,500. Our landed cost 12,500 to 13,000 rupees in the third quarter. When we talk about the quarter two, it was 13,500. And presently is also in the same range. It will be vary in between 12,000 to 12,500.
Okay, but don't you see that the thermal, domestic thermal coal availability increasing a lot of aluminum players mentioned that, you know, they are getting a higher proportion of linkage and e-auction prices coming down. So Q4 could be much better. I mean, of course, the summer months are there, I know, in Q1 FY24, but yeah, Q4 could be better and, you know, e-auction premium might not go to the similar levels as we have seen in the recent past.
100% I agree totally, Amit. The coal prices are going down because there was some old stock at the old price. There was some fluctuations also on the dollar side as well on the import of the coal. But it is going down. It has and it is rapidly going down. But from today's side, whatever it is today at the level, we are not seeing a very great correction. So this is the best time for the coal prices on the availability side, on the mining side and the other areas. So I see, you know, in the time to come, at today's number, you know, whatever the price is floundering today in the thermal coal, it should remain stable. I don't see a very great change because already there is a correction of more than 30, 35, 40% in last 2 months, 2 to 3 months. So on the auction price also, if you see, the prices have gone down. So, but down the line, I see there will be a great improvement in the supply side because the Coal India is also ramping up the capacity and, you know, it might take 1 quarter here and there, but yes, with the reserve what we have, as you know, we are world's second largest, you know, producer and we have the great reserve in our country. The government is also very serious on the mining front and a lot of new mines are also getting auctioned. And whatever the mines was auctioned 2 years before, I think we will start seeing some kind of a penetration in the mining in the private sector also. So one side, the demand is going to be converted from the open market to the captive mines and also the production is going up. So we are very positive that likely in the time to come, there will be a very, very sustainable and the pricing will be on the better side.
Yeah, thanks a lot. The second question is on the iron ore. You indicated in your prepared remarks that, you know, some amount of money went in working capital accretion primarily because of opportunistic iron ore inventory build-up. And if I look back, this appears to be the right decision because the way iron ore prices have gone up in the country, in Odisha, as well as NMDC zone iron ore prices. So what would be the, what iron ore cost can we expect in Q4? If you, even if you can give the percentage increase, that is fine.
See, after the withdrawal of the export duty on the fines and pellets, and there was some correction of the coal prices in steel prices in China, there was a demand of iron ore pellets and the iron ore fines in the Chinese market. But today now there is a correction, like, you know, the Chinese prices of the iron ore has gone down, like the level at what it was earlier 20-25 days before, and now there is a correction. But internationally there is not a great demand in the steel. So if you see, when the iron ore price goes up, then also the steel prices goes up. So it may be some kind of 1 quarter cycle where we get effect and we see the variations on the cost versus the market price. But I don't see in the time to come there will be a very great change from today onwards on the iron ore price.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anand Shah from JB Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sir, I read that we have some plans for venturing into the coated products industry. So can you please highlight the CAPEX plan for the cold rolling mill and, you know, how you're planning to tap into this industry?
See, Anand, the total CAPEX is going to be around 600 crores approximately, and that we are doing in phases. First phase is going to be around 350 crores, and in the second phase we'll be investing another 250 crores. Now, cold rolling mill is like we are in a very big way now in the retail management of long product businesses, and we have our own dealers in thousands today in the pan-India side, and where we see there is a lot of potential. So, seeing the excess supply of HR in the market, and in Eastern India there is a great demand, and we are now in the gateway of 7 states, and we have a very strong foothold on the long product business on the retail side. So this is going to give a great energy for us, to increase our margins, increase the bottom line of the company by entering into a new product. And since on the Eastern India, we all know, like, you know, on the Bengal side, there is no much color-coated plant, and it is a great market comprising of Northeast. And being, it is a kind of a greenfield and brownfield project, because, you know, the major infrastructure is already inbuilt in the plant, where we are doing a brownfield project adjoining the existing land. So we'll be able to capitalize more on the infrastructure side, and from the supply chain management side also, we are very strong. Like, you know, if we are going in the color-coated market, after 2 years down the line, we have enough ample of, you know, appetite to look forward on the backward integration once we create a market on the flat product side. So on the overall synergy side, there is going to be a great potential, and as well as apart from this, you know, there is a lot of exports happening in the color-coated specialized product, and, you know, on the thinner sections and all, which we see as we are really very near to the port, and we will be able to, you know, capitalize on the logistic cost and on the quality and the specialization of the color-coated product where we are planning to design our model.
Okay, thanks. I will get back in with you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Prashant Kumar from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. So, as we have said in the past that we are in the middle of coal-rich belt, etc., and generally there is coal in India to take care of supplies and all. So now seeing like this situation where sometimes there is very high demand from power sector, they need to have an obligation to cater to that first and things like that.
My dear, your voice is not very audible. Can you speak little slow, little loud, and little, you know, the...
Sure. Is it better now? Hello, is it better now, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, in the past you had said that, you know, the thought process was that, you know, we are in the, since we are in the middle of coal-rich belt, and we have this availability from coal India, there may not be need to bid for coal mines that come up in auctions. But now, if you see, quite often we face the situation where there is very high demand from the power sector, and volumes need to be diverted there by Coal India, and there's an obligation for them to do so and things like that. Sometimes leaves us and other private players in the uncertainty. So is there a possibility that we look at auctioning coal block auctions when they come up, if the pricing is reasonable?
See, we have a very distinct advantage of our plan in the coal bed, and we are participating, but we are very prudent on the, on the acquisitions of any coal mining business, because, you know, it is a very capital intensive with lot of challenges. But if we get something at our desired number, and we are able to capitalize on the logistic and the quality side, we are serious on this. But we are not looking for any kind of a desperate number, doing an acquisition, and we all know that, you know, coal in the time to come, you know, it's a dying mineral. And if you buy today anything in the long term for next 20, 30 years, it's not going to have any sustainable value. So this is a very, very temporary phase, because we worldwide, globally, the energy is completely shifting from coal to the other fuel, as we all know. But yes, definitely we are looking for, but at a desired number, which we see that we will be able to sustain for next 15, 20 years minimum. Yeah.
Sure, sir. Understood and completely agree. So pricing is the key over here when it comes to acquisitions. Sir, my second question. Now, sir, if you see, Shyam has done it before so well and has been doing it over the years, that selling steel, making good quality steel at reasonably good prices and costs, and making good, decent amount of margins. You know, like more or less mastered this art of running a steel business. But now you have been doing it in the 1 million, 1.5 million scale. Sir, now given if our net worth conditions, criteria, etc. meets the requirement of this assets that are being sold, would you be ready to take a big plunge? Let's say, why not look at NMDC's asset? Why not look at RINL? Because that asset itself will generate some cash flow and the interest servicing, etc. From the existing operations as well as the new asset all put together, maybe we will be able to manage. And you have all the skill set. It's just about taking that big leap once. Just wanted to know your, thinking.
I thank you, Puttari, to encourage us. But believe me, these assets are very, very expensive. And today, with our kind of a prudent working, with our down the line, whatever capex we have enough commitment. And we have, the capital allocation policy in our company is extremely strong. And I actually doesn't feel very encouraged with these kind of an acquisition, because these are white elephants and they have multiple challenges which we are not aware of. Like, if your RINL doesn't have a coal iron ore linkage, NMDC doesn't have a iron ore mine with the steel plant, it is very remotely located in the Naxalite belt, a lot of challenges are there, resources. Stabilization in these kind of a plants are actually, too risky. So we are actually not at all looking for. And since we have so much acquisition, so much brown expansion going in our existing plant, and when we did an IPO, our total integrated capacity of the production was around 5.8, 5.9 million. And in just 18, 20 months, we had been able to almost double it. And we all know, we are targeting of around 14 million tons in next one and a half year with so much capex coming up in the system. So neither my balance sheet, your company balance sheet allows to go for this kind of a large acquisition. Neither I see any synergy on this strategy. And I see there is a lot of potential in our existing businesses by creating more value added, more going B2C, and create more sustainable and more strength foundation in the existing businesses rather than getting into the entry of the new challenge and new area and new domain where I don't see any great value as a company I'll be able to add.
That's really helpful, sir, and wish you all the best, and hope you grow faster and bigger in the inorganic route that you're currently pursuing, and very well mastered it. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Ashish Kejriwal from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead. Mr. Ashish Kejriwal, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on thermal coal, which we are seeing that, second, third and fourth quarter, we are not seeing any major change in the prices unless other metal companies, which we have shown that 15-20% correction is there. So my question is, when can we expect to see lower thermal coal prices in our P&L? One is that. And secondly, in terms of iron ore, is it possible to share how much quantity we have booked it at a lower price?
We have the line reconnected for the management.
Yeah. So, the coal prices are going down and we will slowly see the effect, and we had not really purchased a very high value of coal because we were sitting on the good inventory with a good long-term contract and we were getting the linkages coal. But last two quarters we had been able to average out with our old coal. But I think in the time to come, it is very difficult for me to right now say that, what will be the number of the coal. But I can just simply share with Amit as well, the prices are softening up. And it is totally right now, something which is beyond anybody's thought process, like geopolitical situation, which is everybody is suffering. And the best thing for our company is like we are completely depend on the thermal coal where we are seeing the prices are going down. But if you see the other conglomerates where they are working on the coking coal price, The coking coal price in last 1 month from $260 has shot up to almost $350. So the one thing is, like, when we see the other conglomerate cost going up and our price going up, the market is going to give a gain to our company. And in the time to come, related to the thermal coal, it depends, you know, completely on the geopolitical condition and the mining plan of the Coal India and the strategy on the logistic what they play. But
sure,
definitely I can tell you, like, you know, I don't see any kind of further kind of inflammatory growth in the energy price, and completely optimistic, you know, on the side of the coal price, since it is going down. May not be this quarter, may not affect very largely, but down the line we'll see slowly, slowly the cost is going to get rationalized and we will slowly, slowly come to our, you know, past level.
Sure. What about iron ore? Iron ore, which we have booked at a lower prices.
We discussed. I've shared all this view with Amit, no, when he was asking the last question.
No, I was talking about the quantity which we have booked at earlier prices. Is it possible to share?
Ashish ji, as far as quantity is concerned, we have already inventory of iron ore around 1 million ton at an average cost of 4,000 rupees per ton.
4,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And so secondly, this is somewhat trying to understand the management thought process of business. So we were a long product producer. We, you know, quite often we changed, or we set up aluminium foil, then we shifted to setting up cold roll mill, stainless steel also, long product obviously we are doing. So, you know, by looking at all these things, really difficult to understand means our long-term thought process. Obviously, you try to manage the volatility in the business, but being a steel producer, isn't it more prudent to go for, you know, in a market where you can mark yourself in a much, much bigger way rather than going into stainless steel, aluminium foils, cold roll mill, all these things? Your thought, please.
Yeah, very interesting question. You know, when we are talking of the stainless steel, I would just like to remind you, like, you know, more than 85% of the ingredient of making steel, of making stainless steel, is produced within the domain and the product of Shyam Metalics. When I say 85% of the ingredient, that means, you know, iron, that means, you know, chrome, ferrochrome, that means ferromanganese and other. So when we are doing a stainless steel, we are adding, we are getting into the larger space of the larger EBITDA business and the niche business. And what we are planning to do is, we are trying to convert our raw material of the stainless steel, which is our existing product, into the finished steel. And when we have a domain, when we are doing everything within our own, setup, we understand, we deal with a lot of stainless steel customers, we know what is the value I can add to the company. And when we are discussing, you know, on the long product side, we can do 4 million ton, 5 million ton, but when we are focusing on B2C business, we can't think of growing 100% or 50% on the long product side. So we have to plan a very diversified mix where we see, today we are working on the seed investment basis. It's not going to be a major investment. I'm not talking of $1 billion or $2 billion investment. But we are doing the seed investment. We'll take another one and a half, 2 years to stabilize, but we know what is the business we are getting involved in. Our customers to whom we are supplying long products, the engineering companies, they are our existing customers and they buy a lot of stainless steel wire rod. Our institution valued customer like NHI has a good demand of the stainless steel TMT product, which nobody in the country is doing now. They are developing the new specification in the coastal line, in the coastal line bridges, where they are putting the, you know, the preconditions that everything will be done with the stainless steel TMT bar. So we are at a very right stage, and this new investment with our kind of a balance sheet, we have to be innovative. But yes, strategically we have to see why we are not doing and why we are doing. So I see there is a great potential, and once after one and a half year, once we are able to get completely in the business, we can look for the other businesses as well in this stainless steel. Because there I see lot of value where energy, we are a captive energy producer, we are captive iron producer, we are country largest ferroalloy producer. I see a lot of synergy in converting the raw material into the stainless steel. And regarding your second question, you know, like when we are talking of the CRM side, cold rolling mill is also in the same supply chain management. And it is just a converter where we are going to capitalize on our supply chain management business and our strength of marketing portfolio, where we are doing B2C market and we know how to penetrate and convince and strengthen our existing customer comfort and also increase the top line and the bottom line of the company. When I'm talking from the third side of the aluminium foil, today your company is exporting almost 75-80% what products we are producing. And in the worst of the, you know, geopolitical crisis in the European market, still, you know, we have been able to stabilize our product. The demand is not that good, I totally agree, because of the slowdown worldwide. But still the company is doing fairly well. And in last 7 to 8 months of operation today, the complete operation has been stabilized. And now the value what we are looking for is something different. If you see a company, there is a company called Nucor in America. You know, and we feel that, you know, when we do any flat product or any long product, a company like the India largest company, you know, they have gone into a negative growth. We have to see, like, you know, how we can create a sustainable model, how we can create a model where we can de-risk. Today, we are doing ferroalloy as well. We are selling pellets as well. We are selling structures as well. We are selling, and everywhere, whatever we are doing, I'm not saying I'm the best or we are the best, but we are pretty decent and we are very confident of our management skills and the operations on the strategy side, on the supply chain management side. And we have to be a little bit innovative in the business. We just can't sit on one product and wait for the growth of the country to come. So we have enough cash in our business. We have to invest. We have to invest on the product where we can further grow. And these kind of a product where we are growing is very well established. Technology is not a challenge. Management, operational skill and marketing skill is not a challenge. So this is a strategy where we feel like, you know, maybe if we are starting with some seed investment today after 2 years, we might request for an approval of a larger capacity, going backward as well, making into a different kind of a segment and add value to the shareholders.
Sure. I think we fully agree with your diversification, but the only issue is that it's very small things. So, you know, company at large will, you know, right, directly not get benefit of, like for example, aluminium foils. If you go deeper into it, that's better. Like CRM, if you go bigger, then it's better. Or stainless steel, if you go bigger. Otherwise, small investment, that will help in our EBITDA or generation, but at least for the valuation of the company, it doesn't put much well in that. That's only my limited point.
It's a concern. See, when we are talking from the CRM side, we are talking of almost less than 500,000 ton. I know the major advantage what we get is on the logistics side when we are near to the customer. We know what is an advantage we get on our supply chain management side on the dealer network from the TMT side. If I ramp up the capacity to 1,000,000 ton, maybe the oversupply might put lot of capex load as well as the efficiency load on the marketing side. When we are talking from the stainless steel side, I think, you know, if you see, the cost is one of the major mantra. And when we see that, you know, the country largest conglomerate, they are buying a lot of raw material from us and they are making good money, and the product what I see down the line, we don't see any challenge, because, you know, when we are doing a carbon steel, we can do a stainless steel. And whatever product we have set up till date, today we are country largest producer of foil. A company like Hindalco has not been able to set up and do a market of this quantum of coil what we are doing, foil. So we are not looking for anything which is general. In foil also, what we are doing is a 6 micron foil, where the world largest conglomerate of aluminium has not been able to develop that size of foil. So there has to be a USP in the business. We are not looking only business as a business. Our main mantra is like we are looking the USP that why we should be in the business and what is the product which is going to encourage our investors in the time to come to state that yes, how de-risk is the company, like if there is any fall in the flat product, all the biggest company has gone in the negative balance sheet, but Shyam Metalics has not gone into a negative balance sheet. Because of the design advantage of the multiple products, we know how to balance the cash flow. We don't want to depend on one business. And we are working all the businesses which are into the metal space. So on our ideology front and with our past experience of 15-20 years, we are still maintaining the same.
Sure, sure. And sir, you are silent on this Mittal Corp acquisition. Any update on that?
Deepak, can you please share this?
Yeah. The Mittal Corp, as far as Mittal Corp is concerned, the COC and RP is all requesting the existing RA to revise their bid. So we are in the process of revising the bid and submit maybe in a day or two.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Abhijit Mitra from Aeneas Alpha Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I have just two quick questions. Firstly, on the volumes for sponge iron and pellets, how do you see numbers to sort of pan out over the next couple of years? And I could see that you have also announced an investment in Ramsvarup. So including that, there's almost a 2,600 crores of capex planned out. What would be the schedule of that, capex over the next, 2 to 3 years? So these are the questions I have. Thanks.
Yeah, as far as Ramsvarup is concerned, the total capex outlay for Ramsvarup is 747 crore, which comprise of various facilities like 1.5 million ton of DRI, 20 megawatt of power plant, and 0.45 million ton of mini glass furnace, 1.2 million ton of sinter plant, coke oven plant and oxygen plant. As far as commissioning is concerned, the DRI and CPB will be commissioned in the September 2023, and mini blast furnace and sinter will be commissioned in December 2023, and coke oven and oxygen will be commissioned in March 2025 and September 2024. As far as capex cost is concerned, we will be incurring in the next 3 years, and in the first year we will be incurring approximately, as far as Ramsvarup is concerned, we will be incurring a capex of around, in the year 23-24, 295 crore and 121 crore in the year 24-25, and balance is 25-26.
Yeah, the capex.
So let me take over. Abhi.
Yeah. Sure.
Ramsvarup is actually, it is well established plant. We have a blast furnace. We have a scope. We have a the DRI plant, we have a power plant. So we are revamping the plant. Because the plant was designed 7-10 years before, and now, last 4-5 months after the intensive homework exercise, and we want to build up the world-class plant. So all these capex which is going to come right now is majorly on revamping the plant, because the plant was shut down for almost more than 7-8 years. And there's a lot of change in the technology. The coke consumption in the blast furnace is very low. We are putting up our PCI. We are putting up, bell ice top. We are putting up the, hot stove, where we are able to increase the temperature of the blast furnace. And we have hired the foreign consultant. So this is the capex where we are investing right now. We don't want to go into any major pieces. Maybe, in the down time to come, we are still reviewing, the pattern, what we are going to make, what we have to do in the down the line. Once we get the numbers, we understand the ROI, we understand the ROC, the businesses and all, we will be evaluating further. But majorly now, our major stand is that first we have to revamp the plant and restart it. Related to your DRI question, I would just like to state approximately, close to less than 500,000 ton, maybe, 1.8 into 3 is what? 1.8 into 3. around 0.5 million ton is going to be commissioned in next, 3 to 4 months. So we'll see 500,000 ton DRI coming up in the coming years, and this is going to add to the extra volume of the DRI, because we are not adding any other SMS shop right now. And what we are adding right now is more on the DRI side, so that whatever DRI we have consumed in our steel making, you see there is a deficient growth of the DRI sale in the businesses, and the new DRI is again going to fetch to the market with the pallets. Like, same wise, if you see the pallet sale volume has gone down. So this is basically the strategy. The additional pallet is going to be consumed in the DRI. For the new DRI, extra pallet will be sold in the market. Thank you, dear.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
See, we all should be, we all should be extremely proud of, the way we had done the modeling of the specialty alloy. All the business are generating cash. EBITDA is positive. All the business performance on the PLF level is decent. I'm not saying that we are the best. And we have to grow. We have to grow in the interest of the company, because we have to create a different species in metal. We should be compared as one of the flat product manufacturer, and overnight we make 8,000 crores and early morning we come out with a negative balance sheet with one issue of the market at the coking coal price. So if you see the energy price, how we are working on that, most of the energy we are getting from the co-generation. We are adding, the DRI is going to generate more power. The coke oven plant, which is going to come in the coming year, is also going to generate more power. Almost, I would say, close to 100 megawatt of power what we are going to generate in the coming year is going to be from the co-generation. And co-generation is, zero cost from the fuel side. So it is going to add a lot of energy and synergy in the business. And all the new facilities of DRI and all is almost like forward and backward integration. It is a brownfield project. And you see the capex side, you see the capex of the pellet plant for setting up 2.4 million ton pellet plant, what Shyam Metalics has done, 1.2, is almost 60% of the standard cost. And we have completed the project ahead of schedule. So whenever we do any project, we evaluate the return on capital, and it's not that we are doing a magic. Because of a decent engineering team, our expertise, our confidence on the business, our strategic location, we see that we can add value. And we always compare from the competitors, from the peers, that whatever project we are doing, what is the extra value we are adding to our businesses, and why we should be in the business and why we should not be in the business. So that is the reason in worst of the third quarter, when we seeing all the metal stocks, performance is, okay type. Apart from that, we have been able to sustain ourselves because of our multiple baskets, our strategic planning, our strategic location, a good teamwork, a low capex, project ahead of schedule. So these are so many mantras of Shyam Metalics, including the leverage, debt, interest cost, proper raw material planning. So this is finally, we come to a better result.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Arjit Datta from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Three questions from my side, starting with aluminium. Sir, we have 40 KT capacity. So per quarter is 10 KT. So how much is our sales in this quarter?
See, the 40,000 ton capacity is the installed capacity of a standard micron of 20 micron size. So what we are doing, we have developed a specialized section of 6 micron, which we are exporting to the international market. So we are selling, we have reduced the quantum and we have increased the premium. If you see, on an average, I would say, for the product what we are manufacturing, more than 60%, our average premium is around 40 to 50,000 rupees EBITDA business we are doing. I'm talking on the average side. So this is something where we have learned in our aluminium business that we are looking and catering to a product which fetch a very high premium and there are very few suppliers worldwide. And Deepak, what is our aluminium sale of this 9 months, like after this commissioning and all, what is the, can you just?
Yeah. In the third quarter, we are selling our aluminium foil is 3,461 ton. And when we talk about the second quarter, 2,837 ton.
Thick.
So can you repeat the number? 2,461 is in this quarter?
In the third quarter, 3,461 ton.
3,004. Just one question. Like, if our capacity is 40 kt for 20 micron, if we assume that the entire capacity is like converted into 6 micron, so what will be the equivalent capacity we can think of?
So, see, approximately, I will not be able to answer you apparently right now, but you know, on an average, it should be somewhere around, say, 25,000 tons.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be approximately maybe 2,000 plus or minus, you know. Since you are asking me a question, I'm trying to be a little...
No. I'm just want... About the direction, not exact.
You must come, huh? When you are in Calcutta, you must come and see this plant. I think, you know, seeing is believing.
Absolutely, sir. Our visit is pending to the entire plant.
You must come and see and we will explain you more in detail. And my CEO will be there. So, you know... He'll be able to explain more detail about the value, what we are doing. And today we are exporting to the world best companies, Manneken, Osala, they are the world conglomerates, you know, in this foil customer. So we have been established ourselves as one of the best suppliers by them with the quality and all, with our consistency. But I'm not saying we are the best. There is a lot of thing to learn. We are doing a lot of value addition in aluminium also down the line. We are putting up a small lubricating line where I think there is a good scope of the lubricating foil also, which has a very special market. We are working on the LO foil, you know, which is nobody is doing in the country except very little Hindalco is doing. So we have to get ourselves into that space also. So now the plant is well established, well stabilized, operationally wise, touch wood, hardly any issues. But now we are focusing more on the new product value addition, and I think by March, April onward, we can see there's a lot of change in the aluminium.
Perfect, sir. Very nice to hear that. We can plan in March at your convenience, sir. How much is the EBITDA that we made in this quarter from the aluminium business?
We are at par. We are not getting so much EBITDA in the aluminium business because it is...
That is because, I'm telling you, we entered in the business in the month of February, March, and at that time we had purchased a lot of aluminium foil, which was, you know, LME peak and the highest price, you know, zone at the LME because all the aluminium, and when we stabilized our product, lot of material what came out, you know, we had to sell at a LME plus converting price. So this was a little bit on the fluctuation side of the raw material, which has affected the, you know, in the tune of around, maybe around, in the tune of around 50 to 60 crores is the setback what we have occurred due to the raw material pricing index and all. But on an average today, I can tell you, last month, almost we made an EBITDA of around 5.5-6 crores from the aluminium business, and down the line from February, March, we expect that around 7-8 crores EBITDA we will be making from the aluminium business every month, approximately.
Okay, so and so if we take the revenue of aluminium, so this 14% of the total, 4% of the total revenue, that implies so. Just 1 6. That implies 122, around 120 crore divided by 3. So almost like 40 crore. So out of 40 crores, we are making almost 6 crores. That means a 15% EBITDA margin. Is that what you were saying, sir?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, so this number around 5.56 crore per month is on a revenue base of almost like 40 crore. Is my assumption correct?
Revenue of 40 crores. Very correct.
Understood. So my second question is an extension to Amit and Ashish question, because I also couldn't understand. We are actually looking for this coal cost. For example, as you mentioned, 3 rupees per GCV to 2.5 rupees or 2 rupees per GCV. So if we assume that our coal cost is 100 in December quarter, can we expect around 70 on that base coal cost in Q4 only? Assuming that we have a 1 month inventory, we have a fair visibility of Q4.
We have to really work out, and then we would be able to reward. Arijit, I think, honestly speaking,
yeah, because we sounded like as if although prices.
I'll ask my office to send you a note on this. They will work with the
perfect
team and give you an update on this. I think I would appreciate
perfect
that. Better than, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds good, sir. Second, on the iron ore also, 1 month, 1 million ton is our inventory versus what would be our inventory in a normal course of time?
Sorry?
In case, normally how much this 1 million ton of inventory is equivalent to how many months of production inventory?
2.5 to 3 months.
We are presently maintaining 90 days inventory. And when the price was going down, then we will extend our inventory level to 120 days. When the price was going up, then we will maintain the inventory in between 45 to 60 days.
Okay, so currently we are having a 90-day inventory kind of thing.
Yes.
Understood. So this 5,400 cost, if we want to compare with the current cost, what would be the cost? Because I think there must be a variety of sources, variety of grades. So this 5400 will be equivalent to what spot price currently?
Today it should be around 6,500 to 7,000 rupees landed.
6,500 to 7,000.
Correct.
Understood. And that is equivalent to what cost that came to our P&L in the December quarter?
Our December quarter iron ore consumption cost is approximately 4,090 rupees.
Okay, 4,090, right, sir?
4,090, right.
So in next quarter,
our average inventory is 4,030 rupees.
And 5,400 is the average inventory, right, sir?
No, 4,030.
So for the December quarter, at least.
As on December.
As on December, we have 1 million ton inventory of 4,030, you just said, right, sir?
Yeah.
Not 5,400, which I wrongly entered.
4,030.
So just clarifying, I'm sorry for taking one more minute. 1 million ton inventory of 4,030. Equivalent spot price of that inventory is 6,500 to 7,000 spot price. And we don't, since we are, the inventory is almost equivalent to the consumption cost, next quarter we are not seeing any increase in the iron ore or thermal coal prices. I mean, at least on the iron ore prices, we are not seeing any increase. Right, sir?
No, the iron ore prices, you know, the stock, what we have right now is the old stock, and the new stock are also coming up. If the prices are a little bit harder, we reduce the quantum. But we can very well share, like, you know, what is going to be the cost in this quarter. I'll ask my office to share the detail of the order booking and what is going to be the landed cost. And vice versa with the last quarter, oblique opening stock, oblique quarter for this month.
Okay. I was just looking for a ballpark number, because 4,000 versus 7,000 is a big difference. So at least our iron ore coal cost.
I don't know if prices have gone up, Abhi. I don't know if prices have gone up.
Exactly. Okay, so that's all from my side. Very, very nice to hear the answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question on the line of Pratul Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know that what are the current realizations of our product?
The current, as far as realization is, the current realization of ferro is 78,000 rupees per ton. Long product is 52,000 rupees per ton. Steel billet is 46,000 rupees per ton. Sponge iron is 30,500 rupees per ton. Iron pellet is 9,200 rupees per ton.
Okay. And my next question is with respect to the interest expense. So QOQ, if we see, there is a jump in the interest expense. So what was the main reason for increasing the finance cost in this quarter?
The basic two reasons are there. Our debt has been increased from 675 crore to 1,377 crore in the third quarter. And second one is the interest rate. In the second quarter, our average interest cost is 4.92%, whereas in the third quarter, our average interest cost is 6.52%. Almost 50% interest rate has been increased from second quarter to third quarter. That is the basic reason.
Can you just repeat the debt number from 675 to?
1,377 crore.
That is because of your huge inventory, right?
Yeah, because of we are procuring a lot of raw materials at a lower price, like iron ore, and we are also making some advances to our supplier.
Okay, got it. And also, there is an increase in the depreciation expense. So, is it because of the acquisition of Ram Swarup in our books?
No. That is because of the commissioning of some of our CapEx, existing CapEx.
But if we see on quarterly basis from Q2 to Q3, there is an approximate capitalization of around 525 crores. And the depreciation increase is around 22 crores. So, there's something else also apart from the capitalization that we were having in CWIP in September 22?
We are capitalizing in the third quarter is pallet, 1.2 million ton of pallet, LCFC, 14,000 ton, sponge iron, 1,98,000, billets, 5,15,000, and long product, 2 lakhs ton. These are capitalized during the third quarter. And if you ask the cost-wise, the pallet cost we are capitalizing is 190 crore. LCFC we are capitalizing 30 crore. Sponge iron we are capitalizing 80 crore. Billet we are capitalizing 149 crore. And long product we are capitalizing 40 crore. The total capitalization in this quarter is 490 crore.
Okay. So just a clarity on Ram Swarup. So whether that has been consolidated in the December quarter?
Yeah, this is consolidated. Whatever we our balance sheet, which includes Ram Swarup asset is also there.
Okay, got it. And just the last question on tax rate. So what has been the reason for the increased tax rate in this quarter?
Tax rate is not being increased. This is because of basically the capitalization of deferred tax has been increased.
Okay. So what would be the normal tax rate guidance going forward in Q4 and next year, 24?
Our tax rate will be in the range of 25%, sir.
Okay, got it. And sir, one last question with respect to the volumes. Our volumes in the quarter, total volume if we see, has gone down from 8.5 lakh to 7.6 from Q2 to Q3. So what is the main reason for it going down?
This is the basically reason what we are doing in the third quarter. We are converting more pallet into long product and we are selling more long product. That's why our volume has been down. Otherwise, there is no such reasons. If you see in the second quarter, our pallet sale is 3,36,000. But what we convert our pallet into long product and we sell our long product more compared to pallet in the If you see in the second quarter, our total pallet sale is 3,36,000 and long product sale is 2,37,000. But in the quarter three, we are selling pallet 2,31,000 and finished steel we are selling 3,00,000. So what we are doing more converting our long iron pallet into long product. That is the basic reason for declining the volume.
Got it, sir. So just directionally, if you can guide that going forward in, say, not only Q4, but say in FY24, what would be our target volume that we'd be looking for in this finished steel products?
Sir, as per the SEBI guideline, we can't say our forward-looking number, but whatever be the our capacity, we will be definitely, we are be depending upon the realizations. We feel in which product we
will get volume. Volume we can share in this, we can mail them the volume. We have the volume figure for the next year. He's asking about the volume, not the revenue. We can share the volume as well by the, you can ask our team to do that.
Sure, sir.
But there will be a good growth because, you know, from 5.8 million ton, the capacity has now become 10 million ton, more than 10 million ton, and we are going to add another 1.2 million ton of pellet. So overall, we can see there will be a substantial growth of approximately, according to me, the level of around 20%, you know, overall the volume growth should be there in the coming year.
Okay, so this 40% is with respect to the whole volume or only the finished steel?
Overall, I'm talking about the overall volume. Overall volume will go up. The DRI is going to come up. 500,000 ton DRI is coming.
Yes, yes.
You can see the production of 2.4 million ton of pellets. Some ferroalloy ramp up on the, you know, capacity is going up. So we will see additional volume coming up in the near time, you know, in this coming year. And if you see, you know, the last year we did a top line revenue of around 10,300 crores by March 22 balance sheet, and this year we have almost touched around 10,000 crores, 9,000 some odd crores. So there is a good growth in the volume as well this year as well as on the revenue side. And we expect that we will be able to maintain a decent growth in the terms of revenue as well as in the volume in the coming year as well.
Okay, okay. And sir, in this quarter, we did the blended EBITDA of 4,500. So what's your outlook on that? Will that grow from here on now that the export duty has gone? Or what's your outlook on that?
It will improve, but very difficult to commit on the numbers. You know, the market is so volatile. And, you know, but definitely it will improve in the time to come.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Najikit Tawale for closing comments.
Yeah, hi. Thanks to all the participants for joining in on the call today. Also, thanks to the management of Shah Metallics for taking time out of their schedule today. Orient Capital is the investor relations advisor to Shah Metallics. Please feel free to get in touch with us for any query. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shah Metallics Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.